Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road men and women truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, I'm going to go right to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA. And Kyle, get ready. They're on the porch. They're on the porch. All right, tone it down. Wait a minute. There's people sleeping. Tone it down. Thank you. Okay, there they go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, Kyle, we've got a guest to start out tonight, and that guest is somebody who's been heard a lot, not only on the radio, but also seen on television over the years. His name is John Gibson, and he's out there in the Central Time Zone, so he's getting an extra hour's worth of sleep, but we're not. And good morning, John Gibson.
Morning, you guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. And listen, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for giving up some of your sleep time there. I realize, you know, it's critical, but to us on the Third Watch, we don't care.
No problem. I'll get some sleep when we're done.
All right. Listen, I got a question. We're coming up on September 11th, and, of course, the World Trade Center. I was the first responder to the World Trade Center. I got hurt, but rather than leaving the scene, I chose to stay there and do what I could that day after I got myself out of the pickle I was in. And I stayed there for 2 days until I couldn't stand up anymore, and then I had to go home. I had no choice in the matter. But what are your recollections of September 11th, 2001?
Well, you know, I was working for Fox. I was off. I wasn't on Manhattan Island, and I had to get on the island, which was not an easy thing. The bridges were closed, the tunnels were closed. I snuck onto a ferry boat that was bringing people off Manhattan and over to Jersey, and managed to get myself on one that was going over to Manhattan. And I got there, and I went to Fox, and I did some hours on the air, and then for the next 2 days, I was, you know, in Manhattan and working at Fox and watching what was going on just a few blocks downtown. It was a kind of a weird scene because you couldn't get on the island and you couldn't get off, and so it was very spooky around town with you know, millions of people missing and not around, and this sense of you know, real sort of doomsday going on with the smoke and the concert sirens, and you know, people really sort of just stunned at what exactly had happened.
Yeah.
You know, it was a rough couple of days and for a lot of people. And
yeah.
I work in TV. I mean, it wasn't like I was suffering.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were.
Well, we got a chance. Some of your guys were down there. Leventhal was down there, and he was right in the middle of it, sucking down all that stuff. And I've often wondered if he hasn't had any problems, because all of us. And by the way, here's the story, the untold story of the World Trade Center. And, Kyle, I'm going to bring you in here on this. I don't think I've told you, Kyle, but the story right now, folks, is there are 3,900 deaths attributed to illnesses from people that were either at the World Trade Center in New York City or the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. 3,900 additional people that have died because of cancers, lung diseases, whatever, that haven't even been talked about.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and obviously it's because of the environment that was created as a result of the collapse of the buildings and all of the different things that people were breathing in. And they were doing so, of course, because they were in the area, but they were also trying to dig to find survivors. And so most unfortunately, yes, those people continue dying even 20 years later. We're still feeling the ramifications of that terrible day.
Yeah, and John, I know there were some people in the news industry that were there. The Donut Dollies in particular, a lot of them passed away over the years because of the fact they came down with the stuff.
I'm sure. I mean, you know, if you were down there, I was 40 blocks north of the scene.
Yep.
Working in Midtown Manhattan. But if you were down there breathing that stuff, I mean, you were in terrible danger.
Yeah.
Long term.
All right, well, what we're going to talk about with John is John has moved on from television. He's at Fox. Yeah. He's moved on from radio, and he's now an author. And you've got some books that you've been writing, and I've got one of them, so I'm going to be able to talk about the one that I've got. And I'm very impressed with the way that you've put together at least the book that I've got, and I'm sure the other ones are just as good as what I have here. And the one that I had was The War on Christmas, which I found to be fascinating. But I know it's not Christmas yet, but John, hang on. And when we come back, Kyle and I will be talking to John Gibson, formerly of Fox News, Fox Radio. And now you can hear him at selected times over on different radio shows and whatnot, and once in a while on TV doing interviews about what we're about to talk about. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I think I will. Thanks, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor. And, of course, I take Relief Factor and have for the last 6 years. I kicked the habit with the hardcore stuff they had me on because of the pain I was in because of my left leg and ankle and all the problems I was having from my injuries from the World Trade Center. And because of what this does, it's drug-free. Because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it does the same thing the other stuff was doing, and I don't have to take the narcotics. How about that? So it reduces the inflammation I have in my left leg, my left ankle, my left foot. It also lowers or eliminates the pain when I have it, not just in my leg and foot, but let's say my wrist hurts or my back hurts or my neck hurts. Guess what? It'll help me there too. So you talk about residual help here. And of course, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that imports and supports your regularization of key enzymes and proteins, stuff your body needs to have. So all you got to do for $19.95 is to try out the 3-week quick start. $19.95, try out the 3-week quick start by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you started. 3 weeks. If it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20, but it's helped tens of thousands of people. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to bring John Gibson, our guest, in here right away. Hey, John.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, my friend, you are an author now, and you're a big-timer. Now, I thought the book I got, The War on Christmas, I bought that because I knew there was a war on Christmas. It's too obvious. And I wanted to read about what your take was. And I want to say, I think that book was written, what, in 2005?
Yeah, quite a while ago.
Okay. And you've since then written a couple of other ones. And you've got a new one that's out there, which Kyle has got a couple of questions about. But first, tell us about the book.
Well, the book is called O.J.'s Knife. It's a novel. And it is about what happened when, let's imagine what happened when O.J. dumped the knife at LAX, mm-hmm. and flew to Chicago the night he murdered his wife. And in this story, two guys at the airport find the knife, and then all kinds of stuff happens. This is basically a fiction story based on the what the prosecution believed to be true, mm-hmm. is that he had the murder weapon in a little backpack and he dumped it at LAX. And in fact, they never could find the knife because it went to the landfill. And this novel sort of picks up at that point and says, all right, so let's just say a couple of guys do find the knife. What happens after that? Mm-hmm. And it is a... an adventure as people try to get hold of that knife for their own purposes.
Yeah, to make money. And Kyle, what was your, you had a question?
Well, yes. Hi, John. Great to talk to you tonight.
Kyle.
And, well, you've also got some great reviews already for O.J.'s Knife. You've got Judge Andrew Napolitano. You've got Geraldo Rivera in there as well, all lauding the book. And I'm really glad to hear about it because, I mean, like so many people, the O.J. trial is so riveting. And this looks like a great story that is going to incorporate, because you covered the O.J. trial in great depth. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to bring together all of these details and then ask that what-if question and create this universe of what might have happened kind of thing, which will sort of draw us further into this this trial of the century, basically.
Yeah, you just say, you know, O.J. Nice. O.J.'s Knife is a novel. It's fiction based on, you know, what may well have happened. By the way, you can order the thing on Amazon at Amazon.com. You just got to remember O.J.'s Knife. If you put in O.J.'s Knife by John Gibson, you're going to see the book. If you just put in Knife or O.J.'s Knife, you're going to get, in the way Amazon works, a whole bunch of pictures of knives. Mm-hmm. So you got to say it's O.J.'s Knife by John Gibson, and the right thing will pop up.
Mm-hmm. Well, one other quick question. It's the subtitle is A Mickey Judge Mystery. So is this a character you created, and did you base the character on anybody you knew, or you know, how did Mickey Judge come to be?
Well, the story involves several people who are trying to get their hands on that knife for their own purposes. One of them is a reporter for NBC News named Mickey Judge. Now, I was working for NBC News at the time. So, yeah, it's got some of the flavor of what was going on in the NBC News Bureau at the time. But this guy was sort of the hero of the story. He's trying to save his job by getting the biggest story of the century, of the period, which would be to get hold of the knife. He's been cut out of the story in network politics, and he's trying to find his way back into it, and he catches wind that somebody has the knife, and he pursues it vigorously. So in a way, it's a story that is in part about the news business at the time, the network news business in 1995. When the O.J. trial was kicking off, just starting.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think things have changed in that intervening time? Because back when all this happened with O.J., there was no social media, there wasn't any of this kind of thing that can really hit critical mass, but yet the O.J. trial did hit a critical mass, but maybe in different ways and with different catalysts maybe than it would today.
Well, I mean, if you actually recall, it was not only no social media, there was essentially no cable news.
Right.
CNN existed, but MSNBC and Fox didn't exist. They didn't come into existence until after that trial. So we're talking about a period in the news business when you know, CNN was the old boring CNN. I think it's pretty boring now, actually. But they basically they viewed themselves as the water company. Nobody goes over and you don't take a drink until you're thirsty. And in those days, nobody watched CNN unless there was a big story. In between those big stories,
right,
their viewership went to zero. And they had to keep water in the pipes. They had to keep doing the news, even if nobody was watching. But the O.J. trial essentially created cable news. That was when, you know, Bill Gates and Rupert Murdoch realized they could pour billions into cable news and it might pay off. And in fact, it did for all of them.
Now, was your first book called Hating America, The New World Sport? Was that the first book?
Yeah, that was, what, 2002
four.
Or 3? So
four.
Something like a 4? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then, that was the first one quite a while ago.
Yeah, and the second one, of course, was The War on Christmas. But the third one is the one that I was going to get, and I never did because I got sidetracked for some reason. But it was called How the Left Swiftboated America, The Liberal Media Conspiracy to Make You Think George Bush was the Worst President in History. And I remember all that stuff that was going on back then. And George Bush is on my show. He introduces my show with a statement he made. And somebody said to me, they said, how come you still got him out there? It's because of what he said and where he said it from.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to forget in the Trump era how much venom there was for George Bush at the time in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, and it was probably an ugly scene for George Bush then.
Yep.
But nowadays, you tend to forget it because they moved on to Donald Trump and vilifying him.
And we got about 30 seconds left here before I have to let you go. Now you have a website. It's give us a website, please.
It's johngibson.com, but just go to amazon.com. Look up the very simple O.J.'s Knife by John Gibson. Order that thing. I'm sure you will be entertained by that book.
I'm sure we will be. And, John, I want to thank you very much for coming on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't be a stranger. You can give me a call anytime, and we'll see what we can do. How's that?
That'll be great. Thanks very much for having me on.
Yep, take care. Okay, well, Kyle, John Gibson, and I want to call him the legendary John Gibson because he's had an illustrious career on television. He started out, of course, as he said, with NBC. He was a West Coast reporter. Then he went to MSNBC, and then they liked the job he was doing, and when Fox started up, they hired him, and over he went. Remember the big story?
I do.
And then he had Heather Nauer was his partner later on.
That's right. Yeah, a real treat to talk to John.
It was. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state's schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted mask policies. The state education board had responded by threatening to withhold the pay of those school board members who voted to put a mask mandate in place in their district. And three people have been arrested, charged with stealing the identities of some of those killed in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The trio are accused of using the stolen identities to obtain credit cards and make multiple large purchases. Investigators say that the accused began obtaining the fraudulent cards less than a month after the building's collapse. They face multiple charges of identity theft, trafficking in credit cards, and organized scheme to defraud. If convicted, they face up to 30 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Kyle. And again, folks, we appreciate John Gibson being on the program. Check him out, johngibson.com. See what it is that he has to offer. He's now an author, a very good newsman. And again, I call him legendary because I remember watching his reports over the years. And by the way, he goes back to when CNN was actually a respected news agency. And so was an NBC to begin with. And MSNBC when they started out. They actually were doing the news, not this other nonsense. But anyway, I digress. This section is brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. Now, Mike Lindell is going to be over in Orlando on the 15th. If you haven't got your tickets to that event, go over to frankspeech.com, and you'll see a link there for the event here in Orlando. Now, the other thing is, if you want to buy any of his products and save the money that's there right now, because you can save 50% on certain items. They've got some buy one BOGO sales, buy one, get one on different products. They've got 50% off on this, 70% off on that, all sorts of things there. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and you need a promo code to do the buying. The promo code is always going to be Captain. Or if you feel you need to speak to a person, a live person on the phone, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 641 $54.59 to see what they have to offer. And you're going to be amazed because the mattress topper that I've got, the pillowcases I've got, the Giza sheets that I've got, the slippers I've got, I'm telling you, it's just utterly amazing. And they've got loungewear and sleepwear now for men and women. The comforters they've got dog beds for your dogs and different things for your pets to help them out and make them comfortable, too, when they sleep. I know I got a friend of mine who's got a dog bed. He said he can't keep his dog out of the bed. He looks at the dog, and the dog is buried in the dog bed. But anyway, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to give them a call, that's fine, too, 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we got to get serious here because, again, the breaking story when we came in was that the State Department announced that the Taliban said, as of today, if the papers are in order, as of today, 200 Americans are going to be allowed to leave Afghanistan. Remember, it was 100 or, you know, whatever it was we heard the other day?
Right.
Now they're saying 200, but I still say it's more than that. So 200 Americans will be allowed out today, and a certain amount of foreign nationals will be allowed out today.
That's true, and so at least we have a number, a starting place, as you're saying.
If they're telling the truth.
If, that's right, if they're telling the truth. Now, we understand that a U.S. Special Representative, Zalmay Khalilzad, is saying that the Taliban were pressed to do these departures. However, now this is where it gets very interesting. We don't know, we're finding out, there's more information to come out about this. We don't know yet if the people that are coming out on these flights from Kabul had anything to do with the, being the people at the Mazar-i-Sharif airport, the ones that were waiting to get out. So we're waiting for further information on that.
Well,
but this is a big deal.
And according to Glenn Beck, there's 600 of those girls that were in that school, and I kind of doubt they're going to be trucking them all over the neighborhood because the Taliban will kidnap them.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But it's interesting, Captain, of course, I think Secretary Blinken was saying that we're going to be doing everything, quote, in their power. I don't know how acceptable that kind of statement is because obviously there's a lot that they can do. The question is, will they do it? And here's a good question as well, Captain. I wonder what transpired between the American government, perhaps, and the Taliban in order to facilitate this. If there was any quid pro quo, as it were.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, so I don't know what to tell you. But anyway,
we don't know yet. Right.
No, but anyway, let's very quickly go over to the telephone line. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got to make a prediction about all this, about the Taliban letting the people go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not going to believe it till I see it, but if it does happen, they're going to triple drive them out a little bit at a time, you know, 200 here, 300 there, 400 there, et cetera, depending on how much money they get.
Sure.
This is going to be the story that's going to come out. The Biden administration is paying the Taliban. So if they release 200, that's because the Biden paid what Taliban wanted for 200. If another 300 got released, I don't know, 10 days from now, that's because they came through with that installment.
Yep.
So what's going on is the Biden administration is bribing the Taliban on the installment plan.
Correct, correct.
That's my prediction. That's going to be the next story. And this was totally foreseeable.
I know. And
go
ahead.
This is ancient tactics of warfare. Hostage taking is an ancient, we don't like it. We don't like it.
And two weeks ago, Ian, we told the entire world that was listening to us, whoever and wherever they were, that this is exactly that was going to happen. Exactly. So I agree with you.
And one other thing, this is really neither here nor there, but I don't even think Biden's all there. I never did.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a dummy and a factotum. I think it's Obama and company. We got the third term of Obama and company.
Yep.
And the reason why they're so far left is because they're trying to extract revenge on being beat by Trump.
Yep.
So anything, look, if Trump came up with a cure for cancer before he left office last year, they'd go around and find a way to suppress it. That's how bad they hate Trump, okay?
You're right. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, and Kyle, I don't doubt anything that Ian's saying. Again, we've been talking about that for well over 2 weeks, that this was going to become a money game where they were going to be, you want your 100 people? We give $100 million or whatever. You watch.
Well, that's right. Now, in a bizarre related story, Captain, Afghanistan's acting prime minister is saying he wants the people who worked alongside the U.S. who have left Afghanistan, who got out of Afghanistan, to put it more appropriately, he says they can come back, and he assures their safety upon their return.
That is a bunch of nonsense. He wants them back so they can kill him.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's but retribution.
They think we're that stupid, I think.
Yeah, they do. They do. And guess what? The liberals are that stupid. All right, let's go to the telephone line. We're going to get 60 seconds with Todd right now. Go!
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't see, this administration hates you, hates me, hates America, okay? They're trying to negotiate with the Taliban. Are you out of your freaking mind? That's who they are. Okay, you want the truth? You can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson said, okay? These people, this cabal, okay, the Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, they hate America. Do you understand that? Can you get that through? They hate Jesus, okay? If they hate Jesus, don't you think they're going to hate you? Okay, they're leaving the Christians back there, but they're taking these non-vaccine. No, I don't hear Fida. I don't hear Fauci saying they need a vaccine. They can't come in. No, they're bringing them in to change elections, numbnuts. Okay, what's wrong with you people? Don't you see that the ground cries out for the 13 soldiers that lost their life? I don't want to hear it. No, Joe Biden. We can't move past first base. We can't do anything because the ground cries out for your dereliction of duty. And all you Democrats who stand with this clown, you're a disgrace to this country. And you fake, phony Republicans, you're a disgrace.
Thanks, Todd.
You gave a stand-down order for a guy with a strap bomb.
Thank
and
you,
let
Todd.
13 of our soldiers, that you're fired.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, very good. And that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate that. And Kyle, Todd was worked up. He got worked up at the end, but he was worked up.
He was.
He didn't let us know.
Nope.
Okay, and we didn't even hear anything about the Bucks who are playing tomorrow night right here across from me at the stadium.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. That'll be an interesting game. The Dallas Texans are in town.
Oh, yes, exactly. Very cool.
Yep. I think they got the Cowgirl. Well, they might not, but I think they got the Cowgirl cheerleaders with them. So there you go. Or no. Cowboy. I call them Cowgirls, but anyway.
Exactly.
So anyway, let's go circle back. Wait a minute. Circle back. That's a Jen Psaki thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I got to dig that out of the mothballs, too. Now, job openings, Kyle, have surged while hiring has stayed the same, and there still aren't enough people to cover the jobs that are available. My goodness.
Yes, very, very true. Again, everywhere I go, this is just anecdotal, but I just see signs, big, giant banners that are outside most businesses saying now hiring all positions.
Yeah.
And so that's right. But here's the other thing. Of course, if people simply do not go back to work because a lot of the benefits, they stopped on Labor Day, by the way.
Yeah, unemployment, the extra unemployment, it's gone.
Exactly.
It's now up to the states. If they want to do it, they can.
That's right. But again, you have some businesses that don't have enough people to be able to run it for their customers, so they have reduced hours or reduced inventory, whatever the case may be.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, too.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
And plenty going on tonight, folks. We will be right back. By the way, how are you liking the defend the police agenda now? More when we come back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
You betcha. And tonight we're going to be telling you about Tropical Storm Mindy and the fact that if you're up there along I-10 or I-75, you're going to have a lot of rain. It's not necessarily a windmaker, although it does have a little wind to it. But it's going to be a big-time rainmaker. There'll be some flooding, a lot of ponding on the road. So be careful, I-10 at I-75, Lake City, over towards over towards Tallahassee. Be careful. And it's Valdosta, you folks up there, again, be careful, especially in the low-lying roads. All right, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member. Get the points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. They add up real quick, and it's just like having a bank card with a discount tag attached to it. You just take that and use it to save money on the food in the restaurant and the supplies. Unfortunately, you can't get a discount on fuel unless you buy one of their fuel cards and sign up for the fuel program. Then you can. But in the meantime, we're gonna go dancing with a little old time rock and roll.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I said listen to them by
little Bob Sager to bring in here on this segment of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kyle, were you rocking?
I was rocking. You almost caught me singing there.
Was that you banging on the drum?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I heard somebody pounding on the desk in my ear. That must have been you.
Yep.
All right, well, let me read this, folks, because we got Tropical Storm Mindy now that's in the picture. It's not all that bad of a storm except for the rain. There's going to be a lot of rain associated with this in its short stay across the southeastern part of the U.S., which will include the Florida Panhandle and southern portions of Georgia and South Carolina before it goes out to sea. Now, Tropical Storm Mindy is there. You're going to have to contend with it if you're on I-10 or I-75, so be advised of that. But in the meantime, a lot of stuff going out west, fire weather watch advisories out there, and, of course, we've also got some thunderstorms in the mix out there in a couple of areas. Kyle, take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're going to tell you about the air quality alerts. Of course, the wildfire smoke and the other conditions, go together to create some pretty bad air quality. This is almost covering the entire northern half of the state of Colorado tonight, including Denver, of course, as you go up into Wyoming. Casper, almost the entire state of Wyoming covered in air quality alert tonight. Now, our friends up in Montana, they're getting fire weather warnings, basically, especially our friends in Bozeman, Montana. They're going to have low humidity, gusty winds, and unseasonably warm temperatures as well. So be careful in that area. This is going to go on over towards Idaho as well, where, again, air quality alerts through most of Oregon, also in Northern California, fire weather watches going on. Now, the excessive heat warnings, this is some good news. They've dissipated a little bit and now clustering mostly around Kingman, Arizona, up through Las Vegas, Nevada, which is going to see about 103 degrees on Thursday.
Wow. Okay, now we do have some rain up in the northeast right now. It's pretty well saturated along the Pennsylvania Turnpike from Philadelphia straight north, Valley Forge straight north up to the New York line. And then up there around Scranton, if you're going 84 over into New York State, you're going to have quite a bit of rain going through there, too. There are some flood warnings in the lower-lying areas there. We've also got in the mountains of New Jersey as well as the mountains of Maryland, we've got some rain up there tonight. But that's nothing like what's going to be going on down below. And I'm going to read you the statement as I've got it right now here about Tropical Storm Mindy. Now, here's the deal. Tropical Storm Mindy is expected to produce heavy rainfall from the Florida Panhandle into southern portions of Georgia and South Carolina through Thursday morning into the afternoon. Now, this rainfall may produce isolated to scattered flash, urban, and small stream flooding. Low-lying areas are definitely going to flood because there's going to be 5 to 6 inches of rain with this, which, by the way, Kyle, once again, they don't need. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected through tonight in portions of the Florida Panhandle, where tropical storm warning is currently in effect. Tropical storm conditions are also possible across portions of the northern Florida Peninsula and southeastern Georgia near the center of Mindy. Now, the winds are only up around 40 miles an hour right now. They will quickly drop off as it makes full contact with landfall. But it looks like as if the way the weather map is set up right now, coming off on the ocean side, you've got rough surf advisories for most of Georgia from the Florida line on up to, let's see, Savannah, Georgia, and even into South Carolina, maybe as far as Parris Island. So that's what it looks like. And then this storm is forecast to go out into the ocean. And, of course, what's coming up right behind it, Kyle?
There's another storm, I believe.
It's a hurricane. Larry.
That's right.
Yeah, the major hurricane, Larry. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And I don't know if the two of them are going to bunch together or not, but Larry's forecast to go out to sea, so that's where it's going. But in the meantime, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Now, let me see. I got a message here. Let's see. It's from Rock and Roll Chris up in Massachusetts. He's saying, someday the truth will come out on Bush. Please don't mock listeners with a different view. You sound ridiculous. Who's mocking? I don't know what he's even talking about there. No, I said there's a reason why I have George Bush on there on the beginning of my show. It's because of what he said and where he said it. And it's more important than ever coming up on September 11th.
Well, exactly right, because when President Bush said what he said, that was a clarion call, of course, the fact that we were coming together, we were going to take care of business when it comes to fighting the terrorist threat and getting justice for what happened. So, yes, it's a timeless kind of quote. It's not really a quote about George W. Bush himself. It's really a quote about America.
It's kind of like this Afghanistan thing. It's the words that were said and where they were said at, just like this big mess we got with Afghanistan. It's not the fact that we didn't want the troops out. We did, but not the way they got out.
Well, right. And another thing that President Bush said at the time, now coming up on 20 years, when he stood on the pile, Captain, that day, and he said,
I know,
I hear you, the whole world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down, they're going to hear all of this.
I was there.
That's a goosebump moment.
I was there that day. That was just before I left, because I got reached the point to where I couldn't stand it anymore. I was in such pain, I just couldn't stand being there from my injury, which I was trying to do my best to be the little trooper, you know, that sort of thing, but I just couldn't do it. So I had to go, and from that point on, it was... recoup at home, and it took me years, literally, to be able to get to do what I needed to do. But now it's back again, and I'm just fighting it. And so far, so good. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Hey, exactly. Listen. There's something going on in California, real quick. George Gascon, the L.A. County D.A., is being sued for defamation by a deputy sheriff. What's that all about?
That's a good question. I'll have to find out about that. I know that he's had a lot of controversy. He's and going through a recall himself. Gascon has, I think, offended just about every single person he could possibly offend.
So
we'll tell you about it.
He offended the deputies, he offended the union, he offended the sheriff personally, and I guess maybe this deputy took it upon himself to sue him. Who knows? But anyway, folks, we're going out with a little Low Rider. Carl, you hang on. We'll be back after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.